This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. Multiple wildfires sparked today amid extremely dangerous, hot, dry, and windy conditions. The Teller County Sheriff's Office is evacuating residents from the Colorado Mountain Estates near Florissant, west of Woodland Park, due to wildfire burning in that area. We'll give you more updates on this fire when details are confirmed. There's been an increase in housing units, bike routes, and household income in Colorado Springs, all goals the city is aiming for, according to the latest planned COS annual update, but KRCC's Shauna Lewis reports other goals aren't being met.
Affordability indices for both homeownership and apartment rents are trending in the opposite direction than what the master plan calls for. This, even when the city is raising housing density, filling in vacant land, and adding downtown residential units. During the last 4 years, the city has made progress towards many of the other goals. That includes reducing the rate of unemployment and the number of people experiencing homelessness, while raising median hourly wages and adding trails and access to parks. Shauna Lewis, KRCC News.
Starbucks baristas in Superior have won their union election bid. They're the first location in the state to join a growing national movement among the coffee chain workers. 14 workers voted in favor of a union and 2 were against the move. The company says it's against workers unionizing but will engage in collective bargaining with the group in the coming months. Right now in Denver, it's 82 degrees and windy. In Boulder, it's 77 degrees and fair. And in Colorado Springs, it's 81 degrees with blowing dust and smoke. This is CPR News. It's 6:06.